This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A letter from the Chinese government says a ban on shellfish imports from the U.S. West Coast will continue indefinitely. The letter was sent to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in late January. Chinese authorities had found high levels of paralytic shellfish poisoning in gooey ducks from Alaska. Alaska Department of Transportation officials show the section of the Richardson Highway buried in massive avalanches and flooding on January 24th appears to be stable and in good condition. Avalanches dammed the low river in Keystone Canyon near Mile 12 outside of Valdez, creating a lake that has delayed crews' access to the area. Transportation spokesman Jeremy Woodrow says they expect snow cleanup to take between 3 and 5 days, but cautioned it will take longer to open the road. The challenges facing American Indians and Alaskan Natives are wide and varied, but they can be overcome. That's according to the new president of the National Congress of American Indians. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Brian Cladisby delivered the annual State of Indian Nations address Thursday. He was elected last October, and he's also the president of the Association of Washington Tribes. He spoke to the fruitful relationship between tribes and the administration of President Barack Obama and highlighted some of the legislative accomplishments that will help Indian country. Cladisby specifically referenced last year's passage of the Violence Against Women Act.
We have also seen the passing of the Indian Health Care Improvement Act, amending the Stafford Act to allow tribes to directly request disaster relief funding, and secured many other legislative achievements. This past year, President Obama made a pledge to Indian Country that he will visit Indian Country this year. And tribes are eagerly anticipating the opportunity to share their stories and their successes with him.
Time and time again during Thursday's speech, Cladisby referenced the relationship between tribes and the federal government. Specifically, he claims that funding cuts by the federal government are harming those relationships.
The sequester, for instance, cut already strapped tribal funds, affecting everything from tribal courts to road maintenance, resulting in 800,000 fewer outpatient visits to Indian Health Service clinics, and affecting Head Start services for 44,000 Native children. These cuts came on top of years of reductions, each cut compounding the effects of previous ones. Tribes have made great strides in building their economies, but to maintain progress, we need our federal government leaders to recommit themselves to our partnership.
In recent years, there's been growing momentum for sports teams and franchises to drop names and mascots that some in Indian country find offensive. That topic was addressed by Cladisby during Thursday's speech.
The mockery of Native celebrations and dress in the name of sportsmanship is not just offensive, but insidious, because it asks us to accept the denigration of our heritage. It erodes our children's sense of self, and that is simply unacceptable.
For years, many Native leaders have been calling for fixes to laws and regulations that prevent tribes and Native corporations from being able to develop the energy potential on their lands. Cladisby claims Indian Country has a vast amount of untapped energy potential.
Our tribal lands are rich in timber, water resources, grass for grazing. They boast almost a quarter of the country's onshore oil and gas resources, and one-third of the West's low-sulfur coal. Indian Country contains an estimated 10% of the country's total energy resources, and yet it represents less than 5% of our current national energy production. Archaic laws and regulations create delays and disruptions and makes it harder for us to develop our resources.
Brian Cladisby is the new president of the National Congress of American Indians, which was founded in 1944. The Congress is an association of the nation's federally recognized tribes. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.